In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents The Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And we are here with a very special guest. We're really excited because we haven't really talked about this topic before. We're going to talk about renting jewelry. We're going to talk for your wedding and bands. We've touched on a little bit, but we'll get more into that. We have from Verstolo, Lauren Grunstein. Welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and especially talk about brides and weddings to two big upcoming brides themselves.
Yeah, well, I know Nicole and I both, we both went shopping for our wedding bands from Verstolo. I'm really excited. I'm picking mine up on Friday. I'm pumped. Yeah.
Jordana's ahead of me in her timeline and she's getting married after me. Please let the record show.
Is it giving you anxiety? I always get anxiety when someone does something before me too.
Yes. Like I need to get on it. It's on my April to-do list that I need to like officially place the order with Lauren, which we're pretty much close to doing anyways. I feel like we're there. Yeah.
On that note, like, what do you think is the ideal? Cause I feel like I've been kind of early, obviously, like even before Nicole, my wedding's not till November. What do you think is like the ideal time? If you're starting to look at bands to like start that process or to like lock it in before your actual wedding.
Totally. So I think like, just as girls, we all start shopping and browsing and screenshotting and saving much earlier than we need to be. But in terms of actually starting the process a little bit more seriously, I'd give yourself 3 months. It's more than enough time before your wedding. But then when it comes to ordering, if you're doing a custom ring, production could take anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. So just make sure you leave yourself enough time within that window so you won't be like stressed out. You know, you want to get your band in a couple weeks before the wedding. So you're not just like worried in case there are any production delays or anything like that. So I think the 3 month time frame is your safe spot.
Great. And sorry, I feel like I already just dove right in, but why don't we back up and you could just tell us a little bit more about like Verstolo, how you got to like working with them, what they do, what differentiates them.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you officially for having me on the podcast. We'll kind of start from the beginning a little bit more. But I've been with Verstolo for about 2 years now. I joined the company because I just loved what they were doing and how they were innovating within the bridal space, mostly through their diamond rental collection. So we're the only place where you can rent diamond jewelry for any special occasion, but obviously because of the nature of the concept, which is a brand new concept, it really very much does appeal to brides because there's very few options when it comes to bridal jewelry for your wedding day. Like with you guys, did you guys think about what you were going to do for jewelry before you heard about us?
Literally, no. Thank God for you.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that was not something I think that it's like sort of the thing that you think about. I think once you're like getting into like the real details of it. But I mean, in the past, like for Betches events, obviously we've been like hosting events for a long time. I think I've always just gone like the costume jewelry route if I wanted something like statement-y or like special occasion-y. But I feel like it feels a lot more special to wear something real, especially if you're like me and you don't really like, I myself am someone who I don't really wear a ton of jewelry regularly, but like you want it to feel right. Special for the day, but I don't necessarily need to be wearing like a $40,000 bracelet like casually. So the idea of renting just seemed like a much better option because it's kind of like if you're going to spend the money and a lot of the costume stuff, like, is that what you're supposed to call it? Costume? I don't even know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Costume jewelry.
Right. Yeah. A lot of that I feel like is really expensive anyway, and it's not real. So like this seems a little more exciting.
And too, like you said, it's like it's statement-y. So you're going to buy that for your wedding day and not really wear it that much again ever. Unless you do go to more like statement-y events where it makes sense to wear those pieces that you buy. So that's why I'm excited to rent.
I know. Well, so you guys got it. Like, that's exactly why we do what we do, because there are few options when it comes to bridal jewelry. And when you're building a look, you're building this around a dress that you invested a lot of money in and a lot of time in, and you want to get your bridal look just right. Costume jewelry doesn't really make sense, in my opinion, for all the reasons we discuss. Or sometimes you can borrow your mom's jewelry, which is nice for sentimental reasons, but likely it's not going to fit the aesthetic and style you're going for. So that's exactly where we come in, and consult with brides and let them wear real diamond jewelry for a fraction of the price. I think like when you're putting on real diamonds the day of your wedding, there's just this magical and special moment that you're probably not going to have again, or maybe you will, but it just enhances the look. It enhances the pictures at the end of the day. In terms of trends, most of our brides are renting earrings, and that's something that frames your face. You're going to have those close-up shots. You want to look back and be like, wow, like I was wearing something classic. I wasn't wearing something too trendy, like you mostly see with costume jewelry. It's something that in terms of look and style, I think will last forever and you'll never regret.
So for anyone who's out there, who's like thinking about renting jewelry and wants to know more about like what the process is like. So like, how would it work if someone came to you and wanted to rent something? Like how do they do that?
Sure. So it's funny, prior to COVID, we really were mostly a concierge service for New York City brides. They'd come into our showroom, they try on the jewelry, and then they reserve it for their wedding weekend. Now, like most small businesses, we kind of had to pivot, and we started using Zoom. So we now offer Zoom consultations to brides all over the country. We meet with them. We help style their look prior to their consultation. They'll send us a photo of their dress and I'll suggest styles, and they can review the collection before, and I'll walk them through each piece. I'll actually try on the earrings so they can get an idea of proportion and size, because sometimes it's really hard just to tell from a picture online. So we're really about that like high touch personal service, whether you're in New York or you're a bride in California or in Kentucky. But with the process, basically at this point, we only have one of each style. In the future, as we grow, we of course hope to have, you know, multiple versions of our most popular styles. But at this point, we only have one of each style. So what we do is we take a 50% deposit to reserve the style for your wedding weekend, and then it's yours. The week of your wedding, either you'll pick up the jewelry from our showroom if you're in New York, or we'll overnight ship it to you the Thursday or Friday before your wedding, and enclosed in that box is a return label for you guys to ship it back. And one thing I should mention, of course, we're talking about high value diamond jewelry. Everything is insured under our rental policy, so you do not have to worry about taking any additional insurance out on your wedding day. And God forbid, if anything happens, which we know it won't, it's on us. You don't have to be anxious that, you know, you're going to be out $50,000 for the earrings if something happens.
That's really good to know.
Incredible.
Yeah. If you're someone like me, who's like, that's like my biggest anxiety is losing like my engagement ring or losing like my phone, anything. So I feel like that's a really good piece to know, because it probably puts you at ease in the sense of like, like if anything were to happen, you'd be okay.
Totally. And I always tell my clients, the jewelry safest on your body. Like, you rented it, wear it as much as you want, sleep in it, like have fun with it. Don't take it off. And just enjoy it, because when else are you going to be able to have this opportunity?
That's a good question too. Like, do you ever have, because I've even thought about doing this from like, so you have a bride who rents the jewelry, or groom, whoever, who rents the jewelry for the entire weekend, right? Like, you're not doing it like night by night. So yeah, I mean, I know I'm renting from you personally. And like you said, I feel like I got not only the rental out of it, which is amazing, which I'm honestly like at this point more excited for it to wear than my dress, because I don't know, it's just diamonds. Like, when else am I going to wear these amazing diamond earrings and bracelets? Actually, we're doing like a stacking look.
Ooh,
yes, you're stacking. I'm so excited.
Because of course one wasn't enough for me. I had to have two bracelets. But I was thinking about that. Like, maybe I'll do one of the bracelets for my rehearsal dinner too, and then like stack them both for the wedding. But I guess, do you see a lot of brides wearing both nights, or like, you know, renting a piece and wearing it the whole weekend.
We definitely see everything. We have brides who will wear the jewelry the night before for their rehearsal dinner, but we also have brides who have completely different looks and multiple looks, especially pre-COVID. You know, there's the rehearsal dinner, there's the wedding itself, there's the after party, there's the brunch the next day, and it's just all a different opportunity for a different style and a different look. So brides can either wear the same jewelry or pick out something completely different to match what they're wearing that day. So I literally see it all.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So what would you say like are the prices, like what do you pay usually to rent versus like how much do the pieces cost retail? Like what's the pricing situation? Obviously it's a range,
the breakdown.
Yeah
totally. So rental prices range from about $275 to $600 an item, and that price is for the entire rental period, which is about 4 to 5 days. And then in terms of retail value, the size of our diamond jewelry, I would say range from 4 carats all the way up to 24 carats. So prices can range from like $8,000 to six figures easily. So, you know, it's not about the money at the end of the day. Like, you don't necessarily have to pick the biggest piece because you can, though it is there for you. But it's all about the look and what complements your style and what complements the dress that you're wearing.
Honestly, that's like just awesome to know. Like, I could be wearing a $40,000 or $50,000 piece of jewelry on my wedding day, but obviously not paying that price because that's my wedding budget.
Celebrities have been doing it for years. Like last night, it was the Oscars, and I think I heard Zendaya was wearing $6 million worth of jewelry on the red carpet. That could be you guys.
I know, right? I'm Zendaya basically for my wedding day. I wish. Have you guys rented to celebrity? Haven't you guys done like the Real Housewives and stuff?
We have. We've had some housewives in our jewelry, and we have some hopefully housewives coming up in our jewelry. So, you know, we're just trying to get the word out there about renting and wearing, and they've kind of helped us do that along the way.
Well, what if you're someone like me and you're getting married in Mexico or somewhere else international, you're having a destination wedding, like, can you still rent? Can you ship it back? Do you bring it back with you? Or if you're going to be there for like a week, like, how does that work?
So at this point, we don't offer international shipping. We only work with brides who are based in the US. That being said, it's a case by case basis. We'll work with you to find a way to ship it within the US, and then you can take it to your destination. If you're traveling with our jewelry, we always say make sure it's on your carry-on. Never put anything under the plane so it doesn't get lost. But it's not a problem. We've had brides get married in Mexico, and we've had brides get married in Italy and in Greece, and we have one coming up in Ireland. So our jewelry at this point has been all over the world, which is pretty cool.
That is really cool. And it's also kind of cool that, like, I think another cool part of the jewelry rental thing is, like, you're wearing a piece that everyone before you is wearing on, like, especially if you're doing mostly bridal, like, the happiest day of their lives. Like, it has, like, good energy.
100%.
That's
it
true.
It totally has good energy.
It has good energy and good luck with it. It comes with good juju. That's awesome.
Exactly. It's kind of nice to think, like, a happy bride before you had this on them. It's really exciting.
But it's also still unique because it's not like, you know, that, like, I know there's like a handful of bridal jewelry companies that brides are like buying pieces from, and sometimes they're the same kind of pieces. This is unique because it's diamond pieces that not everybody knows about until now, of course, this podcast.
Right. Well, now everything has changed.
Yeah.
So I feel like for any brides who are getting married, I would say in 2021, if you have your dress, start booking your appointment, because like I said earlier, we only have one of each style. So you want to reserve it as soon as possible so you can get your first choice. Usually it all works out because we have a fairly large collection. We have about 100 pieces in our collection total when it comes to earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. So we haven't really had a problem. We really do have a piece for every style. But always book early, because I hate telling brides that something they want is already reserved.
And you said earrings are like the most common item people rent for weddings?
Yeah. I think right now the trend is a statement earring, whether that's a big cluster stud or, you know, a nice delicate drop earring, and then a bracelet on the wrist. I always recommend a bracelet. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be bold, or it can be, of course. But I think it's nice to just have like a pop of sparkle on your wrist as you're holding your bouquet, you're posing for pictures, and you're dancing. It makes it feel a little bit more finished.
I love a tennis bracelet. That's what I'm renting, right? Is that what it is? Just diamonds all around.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes. Oh yeah. I'm renting two to stack. But I love the look of just a tennis bracelet. Or if it made sense with my dress, I'd so be wearing a necklace too. Cause you guys have amazing necklaces. And like Lauren, let me try on a tennis necklace just for fun while I was there.
It was so natural on you.
I almost walked out, truly almost walked out with it on.
It's made for you.
Literally. She was like, Nicole, you're forgetting something.
No, it looks so good on you that I was like, you need to own this. Like it suited what you were wearing at the time. And I'm like, I need to take that off now, because otherwise you're going to walk out with it. It looks too good.
Did you have a how to lose a guy in 10 days moment? Right. And she like at the end, they go to that. Yeah. That's basically they're like they're wearing it for the event and they have to give it back. And she like runs out with it on.
Yes. Yes. She's wearing like the giant 40 grand necklace. Yeah. Basically, that was me.
Yeah.
I feel like you are that character, sort of.
I get that all the time. People say that I remind them of Kate Hudson. And I'm like, thank you so much. That's the best compliment ever. But everyone says that. Everyone said, like, in every
and you
movie.
Also steal jewelry from rental places.
Exactly. So you, obviously, I've seen the pieces in person. I'm sure Jordana's seeing them too. Just to kind of touch on, do you have like completely different styles, like more subtle? Because I think when people think of diamonds, they think like, whoa, is that going to be too much for me? Is that going to stick out? But you have like statement pieces and then subtle, right?
I really like to think we have something for everyone, especially if you're a bride. When we started doing rentals, we definitely designed for brides, but we didn't have like the data to see like which styles work and what people really want. So as we started doing more and more of this, we really started to alter our collection for the modern bride. And that can mean very different things because there are so many different styles. So we have those big, bold statement earrings. Nicole, I know you were deciding at the time, like, should you go bigger and bolder? Should you go a little bit softer? Because both are like beautiful and fun. But at the end of the day, you want to find something that feels like yourself, but a little bit elevated, yes. Right? So we really do have something for everyone. You know, if you're a girl who wears studs every day, I recommend going with one of our bigger and bolder studs. If you're someone who dresses up and always puts on like a trendy statement earring when you go to a wedding as a guest, try on one of our bigger earrings. So we definitely have something for everyone.
Do you also get like the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom? Like, do you get other family members renting jewelry, or is it mostly just brides?
It's so funny. The brides are the ones who find out about it initially, because obviously they're going deep into all their bridal research. But then they tell their moms about it, and the moms are like, wait, you're going into Versolo? Like, I want to come into the showroom, or I want to join the Zoom. And then, of course, we make it all about the bride. And afterwards, they're like, okay, now I want to rent too. Like, this concept is amazing. I never thought I'd be able to wear this jewelry. And they can also, like, go for a completely different look than their daughter. So, yes, yes, and yes. Moms rent all the time. And sometimes we have sisters renting. It kind of spirals down because it's such a unique concept. Like, why can't everyone take advantage of it?
Right. And this question goes up. I would imagine, like, it's pretty obvious, but like, I assume once you return them, like, everything's like sanitized and cleaned and like between the rentals. So like, you're renting like earrings, like they've already been like cleaned and everything, right?
Yes. Everything is clean, steamed, totally prepared for the next bride here in our office. I think one of the beauties and benefits for us of diamond jewelry is that it's so easy to just clean and then it looks brand new. So everything, even before COVID, was sanitized before we give it out.
Oh, nice. So you don't have to like clean it on your own before you send it back or anything?
No. Just send it back. Earrings come back with lots of hairspray and makeup residue on them. So we take care of that. We'll clean it all up so it's nice and sparkly like it should be.
I feel like when I wear my pair on my wedding day, it'll keep me from getting too wasted because I'm like, I can't be too drunk while wearing diamonds. So that'll help motivate me to, you know, drink water in between the drinks.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Luckily, we really haven't had any problems yet with losing the jewelry because someone was too drunk or something. But I think, yes, it's always very good to be aware of when you have a significant amount of value on your body.
Very true.
For sure. So when brides come in, they're doing rentals, are they also usually looking for like bands, like wedding bands for their wedding day? Or do people think of that as sort of like two separate things? Or is it like all kind of a function of the same thing?
I think like timing wise, you're kind of starting the process around the same time. So when I'm talking to my clients, I'm always, you know, asking them like, in general, what their everyday jewelry is like, and then what their plan is for wedding bands, because it also gives me an overall sense of their style. So I can help guide them when it comes to their jewelry. But yes, oftentimes when we're talking about rental jewelry, we'll segue into wedding bands and start, you know, that journey with them as well.
Good to know. You also like, I guess it's funny because I was going to go in because we got our wedding bands already from Brazil and we were going to go in. I was going to bring Mike with me on Friday to like pick them up. And then I'm like, oh, I wanted to do the rentals. So I'm going to like talk about my dress. So like stay home.
Was the word. I had to like hide Mike. I was like, go play on your phone while I talked to Lauren about rentals. And he tuned out real quick. It was easy for him too.
Yeah, he was fine.
And when you do bands, do you usually have people like the husband, wife, shop it, or future husband, wife, or, you know, wife, wives, whatever. Do you have usually that like people come in together, or they come in separate, or?
Yeah, I kind of see everything. It kind of depends on how the couple is like organizing their checklist. But it's always great when they come in together because then we can talk about like what their budget is as a couple and guide them in the direction from there. I will say when they come in together, 80% of the meeting is spent on the girl and, you know, the other 20% is on the guy because they're really quick and easy. They're like, what color, what size, what width, and we're done.
Yeah, that going off of that, are you seeing couples that are like, we need our bands to match each other? Or are you seeing like any trends with couples being like, no, we don't care if they match? What kind of stuff are you seeing there?
Yeah, I see a little bit of everything. I think there's a lot of nice ways to like pull in synergy between the wedding bands. It could be a matching engraving. You know, if there's any metal like color involved in the engagement ring, it's something you can tie into his band if that's something he wants. I will say though, at the end of the day, the guys are like, I just want something easy every day that won't bother me. A lot of them come in here, they've never ever put a ring on their finger before. So it's a really funny experience. I always say there's lots of funny conversations in this room. Like, we talk about knuckles and earlobes a lot, like two body parts that you never ever think about. And it tends to come up when you're talking about wedding bands and then you're talking about earrings and rental jewelry. But at the end of the day, guys want something that's like comfortable and feels like them. So we help them get there.
Backing up a little bit to like the beginning of, you know, you've got your engagement ring, you want to get a wedding band. How do you recommend starting? And I guess you brought up budget at one point. How do you kind of talk about budgeting for that with your partner?
Yeah, I mean, listen, open communication at the end of the day is the best bet. So talk a little bit about, you know, where, you know, a budget range, where you kind of want to be, and then what style you want at the end of the day. I think with engagement rings, it's a little bit different, but with wedding bands, you're already in it. So I think it's easier to have that conversation. So it's all about just like what you want. And with wedding bands, you just want to think about how you're going to wear it. Is it something that you're going to stack with your engagement ring? Is it something that you're going to wear by itself? On the other hand, how much flexibility do you want? And then you can really start the process of looking at rings and styles and metals based on those parameters.
It's funny how like little guys often know about, like with Mike, he was like, I have to get you another ring. Like, I already got you a ring. I'm like, yeah,
it's there's like,
a
wedding. I thought it was done.
Right. There's like a wedding band and an engagement ring.
My Mike was like, do I pay for yours and you pay for mine? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. And turns out his is less expensive. So lucky me.
Shocking. That's usually how it is.
Since wedding bands are usually, I mean, like I know like eternity bands are really, really big right now. Was that always the case, or was, did it used to be more of like a, you know, like just like a platinum or like a gold band? Is this like band. A new trend?
No, I think eternity bands have really been around forever. And I think they've just evolved in style. So I think what's newer is mixing metals. So if you have a white gold or platinum engagement ring, maybe you'll mix it with a yellow gold or a rose gold band, whether it has diamonds or it doesn't have diamonds. But it all really, at the end of the day, goes back to price point, because there's a significant difference between a diamond eternity band and a solid gold band. So solid bands usually start at around $200 and go up from there, based on how much metal you're using. And eternity bands with diamonds start at around 1,000.
So if you have like a bigger finger, does your ring usually cost more? You have more diamonds on it? Is that like kind of the case?
I mean, it might. It's not going to be like a drastic price difference unless you have a drastically large finger, but that's usually not the case. You really start to see the bigger difference when you're talking about huge eternity bands with like half a carat, 1 carat diamonds each.
Right. Because then you have to add like a whole other one.
You're adding in a whole nother diamond and they're all very large size. Wow. So that's when you really start to see the jump. But I would say most young brides are not there yet.
So you said it's okay to mix metals, and that's actually a trend you're seeing, which that was like our number one question for you from the audience. They were all like, if I have a yellow gold band, can I get a platinum or rose gold? And so it sounds like it is cool to mix metals. Are there any other trends you're seeing? Like, can you talk about the stacking thing?
I feel like lately stacking is everything right now. I feel like everyone's very aware about a wedding band sitting perfectly flush with their engagement ring. I would say like that is the number one trend, because stacking jewelry in general, like outside of bridal and engagement jewelry, is really popular. So when it comes to your wedding band and engagement ring, you want to have that layered look. And some girls just get annoyed if there's a space in between the ring and the band. So in terms of trends and what I'm hearing in my office, that I think is number one. And that's something to consider actually a step before when you're buying the engagement ring. You need to make sure it's made in a certain way that a ring can sit nicely under it. And so when we're making engagement rings, that's something we consider with every ring style that we make.
That was an interesting concept when we were trying mine on potential wedding bands. And they weren't sitting flush with my engagement ring because my engagement ring was like set in a like high up way, sort of. Obviously, mm-hmm. Mike did a fantastic job picking it out, but that was just so interesting because Lauren was like, if you want, we can reset it. And so, yeah, I mean, that's something I'm definitely considering doing.
Setting the engagement ring.
Yes. Oh, I mean, cool. It wouldn't change the actual like diamond at all or like the look of the ring really at all. It looks exactly the same from the top, but it would just be like reset slightly lower, right?
The prongs are just jutting out a little bit. So it just needs to be right. tweaked. And you have to remember that when you're buying an engagement ring, the value is really in the center diamond itself. So tweaking it is not necessarily a major investment and something that can easily be done. That's just a conversation that you have to have with your partner and say, I love it. And I just want to tweak a little part of it to make it sit flush in my wedding band. And it's definitely something that we've heard a lot and we've started to do more often than you think.
Or maybe they won't even notice.
Mike was like, I could care less. Please do whatever you need.
That's a good attitude.
I feel like if they know it's the same shape, they're probably like not really noticing the details a lot of the time.
For sure.
Should we play our unpopular opinions game?
Ooh. Yes. Lauren, for your knowledge, unpopular opinions is our favorite segment where basically we take audience submitted opinions that are usually not popular ones, hence the name, and we say whether we agree with them or disagree and why.
Okay, I love it.
So our first one is leaving a wedding early is just rude. Just don't come. Do we agree or do we disagree? And then I'll tell you what the audience, what the majority of the audience said.
Do you want me to go first? So you don't.
Yeah. Off, like,
people always worry about first, that. But first. Like, these things are so polarizing. I disagree. I think that like, you know, not everyone has the same stamina. Weddings are long, especially if you're like in them. Weddings are really long. Like you're a bridesmaid, you're getting ready really, really early. And I think like, I know a lot of people who are like pregnant at weddings that leave early because like you don't really want to be like pregnant and everyone's like at the after party like being super drunk and probably annoying you. So I think it's fine. I think the ceremony is the most important thing. And then like I wouldn't leave like right after that unless you have a specific reason. And I think especially in like COVID, people have like their own levels of comfort around things. So like so I think it's more about like the gesture of showing up and you get the same gift either way. So I'm fine with it.
I totally agree. I was going to say the same exact thing. I think at the end of the day, the ceremony is the most important and that's usually the first part of the wedding. So if you're there for that, that's the moment that you want to see. You want to see your friend get married. And that's a moment you remember. So, and I'm sure if you're leaving, you're leaving for a valid reason.
That's what Agreed. I was going to say. It's so you guys disagree that you mainly disagree with the statement. Correct. I agree with you guys in that it is circumstantial. I think we see this a lot with people leaving early. If you're elderly or like Jordana said, I almost called you Joanna. What's happening? If
Monday,
if you're pregnant. Yeah, exactly. My head's in wedding planning world, so forgive me. But if you're pregnant or if you have a weakened immune system and you just are or you don't yeah. have to what have are you gonna a be reason,
like,
you know?
Grandma, if you're not going to stay till 1 a.m., then don't bother. Like, stay
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Exactly. No. So I do think like if like your random young, healthy friend just like decided to leave with no reason, I see why this person said this because I would be annoyed in that sense. But yeah, I mean, most of the audience agreed with us in that they disagree. 55% of people disagreed in the poll. So yeah. Next one is a bride can plan her own bachelorette party. This statement made me laugh because it reminded me of like Game of Thrones, how that one character speaks in like third person, like a girl can something. It reminded me of that.
Girl has no name.
Yes, a girl has no name. That was it. Yeah. But this one was a bride can plan her own bachelorette party.
I agree with that.
Same.
I think a bride should.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You need to tell your friends what you want and what your expectations are. And then, of course, they should help plan it. But for sure, they can plan their own bachelorette. Also, like, no one cares as much as they do. So get right and it'll be a great party.
Yeah,
totally. I think if you're the kind of person who's like very intense about details and you like want it done the way that you're done, it's probably gonna be more fun for you to like be really involved in planning it than to give up all control and let someone else do it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's bride's choice, whatever she wants.
Well, it leaves room for less disappointment.
For sure. Agreed. And nowadays, I think we're seeing that, like, I know, like, in movies and back in the day, it was really all on the bridesmaids or especially the maid of honor. I think, like, modern day times now, we're seeing that the bride is taking on more and more of just the planning of everything, but especially the bachelorette. I do think the bridal shower, though, that's still a job that often gets mainly delegated, but the bride always has a say, I feel like. At least from what I'm seeing and hearing from other brides. So yeah, 76% of the audience also agreed that the bride can plan her own bachelorette party.
There you go.
So empowering.
Right? Last one is wedding hashtags are unnecessary.
Okay, I'm kind of over them. Am I allowed to say that?
This is all about honesty.
I think I was going to say the same thing. I feel like they're over. I feel like they're very like, 2018.
I agree.
Right?
Yes. They're literally like years ago, they were huge. I agree. And I think too, like, it's annoying to have to think of one. Like when we used to have our Facebook group, it was like, what do we do? It's like, if you can't think of one, if it doesn't come natural, stop trying to think of like a rhyme to come up with.
Right. It's too much pressure. It's unnecessary.
And no one really like uses it.
Right, exactly. Anyways. Except you. And I think the point of a hashtag back in the day was to like collect pictures. And now there's so many easier ways to do it with like shared albums and just tagging people and reposting that way. So maybe it was cool before Instagram stories existed and that's why it was so helpful. But now you just tag and repost.
That's true. That's true.
I agree. I feel like it feels like it died. Like the tree.
Yeah,
like,
RIP.
But if you still want, if you want one, and you feel like if you have one that's just like so perfect, which sometimes happens right. Where it's like the names come together in such a way, like I don't think they're like terrible. I just think like it's the kind of thing where if you don't have a good one, just
don't stress it. Yeah, not worth stressing over. There's enough to stress about.
Totally.
When they were really big, it was like people were putting them on the decor. Like the welcome sign had the hashtag like painted, calligraphied on there. Like, I feel like that is definitely not a thing now. It's like, if you have, like you said, if there's a natural way to have one, if the name blends well to one, sure. But don't make a big deal out of that. Don't be like forcing people to use it. But what about Snapchat filters for weddings? Do you guys think those are out?
God, people still do Snapchat filters for like anything.
I think it's
fine. I feel like if you're still using Snapchat, you're not mature enough to get married.
True.
Yeah.
Good point.
I agree.
So yeah, the audience agreed with us that they are unnecessary. 72% agreed.
I feel like that's breaking news. The hashtag is dead.
Right?
Yeah. That's a great title for this episode if it didn't have to do with renting, but we'll make it more about that.
True. The hashtag is dead.
That's a title for a different episode.
Yeah, you can use it for something else. No problem.
Thank you. But thank you so much for coming on. I feel like even as someone who's like already looked into the rental process, I feel like I got a much better picture of like how it's done, how it's like so accessible to everyone. I think it's really great and I'm really excited to like pick stuff out and check out where can they find Bristolo, where can they find you, where can like they go to sort of learn more about this rental process.
You can of course find us on Instagram at Bristolo or check out our website on bristolo.com. and in terms of booking a rental consultation, you can DM us or you can email us. We respond really quickly. So yeah, looking forward to working with some more Betches brides.
I'm very excited. I'll see you Friday.
Yes, I will see you Friday.
Maybe Jordana and I will pick the same pair.
Twins.
Is that allowed? How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't care. I always find it like flattering if someone picks the same thing as me. But I mean, you went first, so it'd be me copying you. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been copying everything else from your life.
I had a client the other day who was sent in by her friend, and she's like, so what did my friend rent? So I told her, and she was looking at a very similar style, and she's like, oh no, I can't rent that. Like, it's hers. I'll let her have it. I was like, okay, whatever you feel good about.
I think it's so funny when people like do that. I mean, I've heard, I have friends who are like, you know, like they got upset because like another friend got the same, like even an engagement ring, like shape. I'm like, there's like six shapes. Like, right. Chances of someone getting the same, like,
it's a compliment.
Round diamond is not. Yeah, I think it's a compliment. It's I'm flattering. Always flattered by it if someone has the same.
I totally agree.
That's funny.
I totally agree.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.